WSRN News, I'm John Scott. There's no let-up in the war. Israel strikes Beirut while Iran sends missiles toward Israel and its Gulf neighbors.
Iran is lashing out following the killing of one of its top leaders in an airstrike, with attacks on its Persian Gulf neighbors and Israel, using some of its latest missiles to evade air defenses and killing at least two people near Tel Aviv, as the war in the Middle East shows no sign of slowing. Israel, meanwhile, has kept up intense pressure on Lebanon, with strikes, it says, targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants, hitting multiple apartment buildings in Beirut and killing at least six people. In Iran, the Bushehr nuclear power plant complex was hit by a projectile, but there were no injuries and the plant suffered no damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistan and Afghanistan declaring a temporary pause in escalating fighting. The announcement comes 2 days after Afghanistan blamed Pakistan for a deadly airstrike in Kabul that it said killed hundreds of people at a drug rehabilitation hospital. Both say they are suspending fighting ahead of a Muslim holiday. There are more restrictions for some people looking to obtain a U.S. visa.
The United States will demand bonds of up to $15,000 for visa applications from more countries. Effective April 2nd, passport holders from 12 countries will be required to pay the bond, which is refunded if the visa application is denied or, if granted, the person adheres to the terms of the visa. After April 2nd, there will be 50 countries whose citizens are subject to the requirement, which was rolled out by the Trump administration last year as it cracked down on visa overstays and more broadly, move to curtail illegal migration. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Federal Reserve kept its interest rate unchanged, and Chair Jerome Powell highlighted the increasingly uncertain outlook for the U.S. economy and inflation in the wake of the Iran war. This is SRN News. A new study of Christian media.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 60% of American adults engage with Christian media of some kind, and about half of them do so at least once per week. Two-thirds of adults say they believe Christian media is trustworthy. But the Barna Report goes on to say, quote, engagement brings scrutiny. Among heavy consumers, 45% say the content can be divisive, and 40% say it sometimes makes Christians look bad. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four teens arrested on suspicion of setting off an explosive outside a Dutch synagogue will face terrorism charges. The Rotterdam Public Prosecutor's Office says the adolescents are suspected of causing an explosion, arson, and attempted arson, all with the intent of instilling fear in the Jewish community. No one was injured. Synagogues around the world are on edge, and several have been attacked since the joint U.S.-Israeli strikes on Iran. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports decades after a Florida canal project was abandoned, advocates are trying to reunite two rivers.
Environmentalists want to permanently open a dam built for a canal that was supposed to cut through the middle of Florida from the Atlantic to the Gulf. The canal project was dropped more than a century ago because of environmental concerns, but the dam was built and now some people want it removed or opened. Nina Bhattacharya is executive director of Florida Defenders of the Environment.
By removing the dam, we would reunite the rivers. We would reconnect Silver Springs, the Ocklawaha, and St. John's, and see natural flow of water.
I'm Julie Walker.
A rare winter heat wave is sweeping across the U.S. West, bringing unusually high temperatures and threatening records from California to the desert southwest. San Francisco experiencing its hottest March in at least two decades. More details at srnnews.com.